Part Morning Show, and of course on the phone line, Tamar, we love you. You know that, right?
Yes, I'm so sad. The sadness in my heart this morning. I so wanted to come and give you a hug today.
Well, it's okay.
Rest of the try to get a frontal.
Makes you know Vince is going to want to fight, you know, and I'm not trying to fight your husband.
Trying to start now.
You know?
I might have real tears. For real.
Tamar, you are so sweet. You know, hey, first of all, I got to say congratulations. Back-to-back hits. And they don't seem like they're going to stop, girl. You're blowing up, and I know you're thinking, okay, listen, this is a long time coming. But are you like euphoric about the success that you've been having?
I am. You know, I'm very excited. You know what? I just feel like I achieved a goal, and that's what really means a lot to me. You know, I set a goal, and I wouldn't stop until, you know, I got there. And I just, I don't feel like I'm there yet, but I feel like I'm on my way, and I'm just proud of myself at this moment.
Right. Of course, the new single, All the Way Home, love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Are you comfortable with certain producers to produce your stuff, or are you just kind of using a variety of people?
You know what? I'm using a lot of in-house people like TC and LaShawn Daniels, and of course, overseen by Mr. Vincent Herbert himself, honey. But I'm really comfortable writing with them, and I usually like to do my vocals myself.
Gotcha.
All right, so let me see. I can't ask about K. Michelle, so let me ask about this whole Riri thing.
Oh, you tried it. You tried it.
Okay, so what happened with your video shoot? Because you're saying that Rihanna's people like just kind of left you high and dry. What happened?
Well, I shot a video, and that's it. I didn't hear from them since. I haven't seen or heard from them since then.
Wow.
So they just didn't finish it?
At all.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Are you pissed?
No, I'm not, you know, because I am ecstatic about the video. I know a lot of people have their own opinions about it, but you know what? I stand behind my work, and if I didn't believe in it, I would have never put it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. But, you know, obviously, some people do, because it got over 2 million views in less than a week.
I like
so,
it.
You know, that's not losing.
No, and that's not losing
that's
at
winning.
All. And now, let me ask you, speaking of losing, are you losing sleep? Because I know your baby is demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you know, I have a really good baby. And, you know, at first he had a lot of acid reflux. He was really trying to figure out his milk situation. He was not happy. But now, you know, he sleeps all night long. And he's nothing like his mother. He's not dramatic at all. He's real laid back like Vince, real cool.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is something, I mean, we've seen you on Braxton Family's Values and, of course, the show with your husband, Tamar and Vince, and we've seen you on The Real. What is it, the biggest misconception of Tamar Braxton? What would that be?
I think these days that, I don't know, maybe that, like, I'm like a... How do I say this without cussing? like I start a bunch of stuff, and I'm not. You know, I'm very professional. I'm on time. I'm really into my work. I'm really passionate about my work, and all those nonsense stories that surround me is really not my life, really.
Because I know on the talk, people are talking about. People were talking about. Well, Tamar doesn't get along with so and so, and this and that, and so on and so forth. But you know, they always go in and attack the biggest star on the show.
That's hilarious. Because you know, me and the girls really, really got along really well. As a matter of fact, I found three fabulous good friends out of it. And I feel like they're part of my life, and they'll be a part of my life forever, whether the show gets picked up or not. So, you know, all that other nonsense, you just got to take it in stride and pray for people and keep it moving.
So do you find that you have to, I mean, like, I think people love you because you keep it real. I follow you on Twitter and Instagram, and you keep it real. And I love that about you. So do you think that you have to, like, maybe not keep it as real because people take it so far? They take you so seriously. Everything you say is like Tamar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? Like maybe you keep it too real?
Yeah, sometimes I do. You know, and I'm really working on my filter.
Working on a filter. Hilarious.
Self-filter.
I really am, because you know what? I misunderstood a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I say things, it's not that serious. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so, you know, people take it to the next level, and then the next day it's a big, you know, to-do. So I'm like, okay, well, let me not tweet.
Well, yeah. Well,
no,
you
keep
know
doing it. Keep doing it, please. It's entertaining.
You did something that's going to make you money forever and ever. Like, you need more money. But you did your very first Christmas album, Winners, Lovers, Land.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out November 11th. You know those things will sell forever. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. You know, because this particular Christmas album is a romantic Christmas album. And, you know, I'm a real festive person anyway. And I call it Winter's Lover's Land because it's about, you know, being with your mate and, you know, remembering, you know, why mm-hmm. you're together and, you know, and having special moments like Christmas.
Right.
So.
Really, really quick, you got your own clothing line, Get Your Life, and you are always, when you were pregnant, you were fashionable. You just are always so fashionable. What is your line going to be like, and where are we going to be able to find it, and when?
Well, you have to watch Home and Braxton's, and it comes November 14th.
Okay.
I talk a lot about that. Okay. And just affordable, fun, chic clothes. I mean, that's really, really what I'm about anyway. You know, I wear a lot of McLean only because it's stretchy material. I believe in a stretch.
Go ahead now.
Really, you about affordable? I haven't seen you shop. Really?
No, really. A lot of people are surprised, but I'm very frugal. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
All right, y'all, make sure y'all pick up Tamar's album. Comes out November 11th, Winter, yes. Lover's Land. Congratulations on this album.
Yeah.
It's huge. We've been waiting for it. We knew you were a big star in the making a long time ago. And you waited your turn, and now you're reaping the benefits. So this is.
Thank you. And I love you guys. I'm coming up there, and I'm going to bring some good home-cooked, grandmama-cooked food.
Bring it.
Come on, Tamar.
Take your time with it. Tamar, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
101.1 The Wiz. The Wiz.